Stevenson Shorties, meet and greet, and video effect. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. A shorthanded goal in ice hockey can be a game changer, but how about two or three, and all by the same player? That was the case Saturday when second-ranked Livonia Stevenson took down third-ranked and two-time defending Division II champion Heartland 5-2. Now, how rare is a shorty hat trick? It's only happened once in the NHL, and I could only find one recorded occurrence of it at the high school level in Minnesota back in 2011. With the score tied at one midway through the second period and Heartland on the power play, Livonia Stevenson captain Seth Law scored on a rebound of his own shot to put the Spartans in the lead to stay. The second and third goals came a buck 29 apart in the final period to blow the game open, the capper coming on a breakaway. Law told our friends at the Livingston Daily after the game that his teammates made it all possible.
You know, like I said, it's all up to the guys who found me in those places. You know, like I said, Pick gave me that pass up through the middle. You know, there in the third is just one example. Kimball set me up down low, you know, through the boards. And so without my other teammates setting me up, there was no way I'd be able to execute. So I'm grateful for that.
You can read more about Seth Laws and Livonia Stevenson hockey on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our This Week game balls go out to Kelsey Richards, who topped the 30-point mark for the fifth straight game as Fruitport Calvary Christian's girls basketball team topped Central Montcalm. And Jalen Terry, who scored 19 points as Flint Beecher's boys basketball squad topped Benton Harbor in the Don Johnson Holiday Classic in Kalamazoo. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature looks into the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Beginning in the 2019-20 basketball season, a mandated pregame conference will take place near the scores table with approximately 13 minutes remaining on the pregame warm-up clock. This conference will be conducted by the officials and will include the head coach and captains of both teams. This is required for both genders and at all levels. Because important game details will be covered at this conference specific to that night or day's game, the head coach must be present. A head coach's failure to attend this conference will cause him or her to lose the coaching box privileges during the game. This pregame meeting ensures that all parties are on the same page, that each coach receives the same attention in the pregame conversations, and that there's consistency across the state in the timing of the meeting.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. Owning a degree in one of the world's oldest professions, I can safely attest to the impact multimedia has on society, especially the visual kind. First movies and then television, and now video on any platform. Whether you want to admit it or not, it influences our behavior. Over the holidays, I watched two different videos related to parental behavior at basketball games on anti-social media. One probably won't get much traction because it was more of a talking head presentation, but the other one scares me because there are too many visual learners out there. The first was from a press conference with a college basketball coach. Asked what he does when he's at his kids' games. He said he goes in the stands and he's quiet. Though he's probably the smartest person in the room on basketball, he doesn't bark out instructions to his kids like other parents. And he understands the nearly voluntary contribution officials make to the game. So he lets the coaches and the referees do their job. In other words, on all counts, he stays in his lane. Though the other was a celebrity coming out of the stands during their kids' high school game recently during a timeout to verbally confront the officials at the scorer's table. Now dollars to donuts here, folks. Video number two gets more views. It'll resonate with more people subconsciously and create more problems at kids' games at all levels because too many people give celebrity behavior too much credibility and therefore are likely to act out in some negative way themselves. Let's hope I'm wrong here, but I doubt it. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.